Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win Album of the Year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Yes, Brandon Bing and I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast is here. Higgity, have no fear. I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast coming live from Austin, Texas with the young shooter Deuce Pacino, a.k.a. Deuce Valentine, is in Tsukasa. Breaking down so many things from the week at large. I had to fly coach, poor me. Plus, I have an infection in my squeamish carcinoma, Loma Loma. I am fine. Of course, we got to talk a little Kanye West, and we got to catch up with all things regarding the young shooter, all that and more in a brand new museum quality I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast coming up right now. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. the Bleach Brothers, a.k.a. the Dust Brothers. Start this puppy off with something real nice. Start this puppy off with something real loud, but most importantly, start this puppy off with something real funky. This is a museum quality I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast coming up right now. Yes! Have no fear. The I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast is here. Welcome to the Iron Dome of Disruption. Welcome to the Ziggity, you know what it is. The Ziggity Zone of Disruption. Name is Michael Rapport, a.k.a. the Gringo Mandingo, a.k.a. the Sultan of Sniff, a.k.a. the Inflamed Ashkenazi, a.k.a. the Raging Bullshitter, a.k.a. the Disruptive Warrior, and you are now rocking with the very, very, very best I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast, coming live and direct from Austin, Texas, and Los Angeles, California, because boom, the part-time sometime, and when I say part-time sometime, I truly mean the part-time sometime co-host with the most is here. The young shooter, a.k.a. Deuce Pacino, a.k.a. Deuce Collins, a.k.a. Deuce Valentine, a.k.a. Loverboy Collins is back. Boom. The young shooter is here. Welcome, mi amigo.
Thank you, Mr. Rappaport. Thank you, Disruption, I guess I should say. Disruption, because I know that's your new that's your new moniker. I really like Disruption. I think that sticks, and it really encapsulates who you are. So I'm happy to be here virtually with you, and I know you're in Austin, which is really fucking cool. Austin's such a great city. Have you been to Austin before? Have you shot anything out there?
I've never shot anything before here in Austin. We were here podcasting probably like 6 years ago. A while ago, we did some podcasts here. But it was like 2 or 3 days. And this trip, unfortunately, is 2 or 3 days. But I plan on getting out and going to get some good food because it's supposed to be a great food city. You know, Austin's got an incredible reputation. People love Austin, Texas, and I want to see what all the hype and hoopla is about. Best I can while I'm here in Austin. Thank you for showing up for this podcast. We're recording this on DST.
What is DST again? What is that? That's
Dean Standard Time. That's Dean Standard Time.
That's
so now when we make an appointment, I don't go Eastern Standard Time. I don't go Pacific Standard Time. I go, we're going to record this podcast at whatever, 10 a.m. DST. So that means Dean Standard Time. It's a new standard of time because they have Eastern Standard, they have Pacific, they have Mountain. We had to invent Dean Standard Time, DST. Because it's all about you, Dean.
Well, I think the rest of the world should just, I think that should just be a part of the time zones. I think that would be so cool just to have like PST, EST, Central Time, and DST. Just so, I don't know, I think it sounds good too. I think it rings, like it's got a nice ring to it.
I think it rings, and I think it made sense. So when I sent you yesterday, I said, we're going to record at 10 a.m. DST. You said, what does that mean? I said, what do you mean? What does that mean? It means Dean Standard Time, and you were so happy.
Oh, man, I'm smiling right now. I don't know if you could hear the smile, but it's so cool. There's no mishaps. There's no confusion. You know I'm going to show up, and we're not going to have any problems moving forward with this. So I'm really happy that you coined that. You coined that.
Because everything revolves around the young shooter.
No, that's not true, but we just, you know, we got to get our times right. So I appreciate you saying that.
We got to get our times right. And you know what, people? We got our time right because we have the young shooter here on time. No, like I started off this episode, I could be happy. I don't have to be frustrated. I don't have to hide my frustration for this fuck. I will say, since we're talking about nicknames and we have Deuce Pacino, Deuce Valentine, Loverboy Collins, Dean Standard Time, somebody just out of the blue DM'd me and said, Dean Collins' other AKA should be that little motherfucker.
Nope. No, I don't like that one. I don't think that one is going to stick, actually. I don't know who said that. I'm not sure who DM'd you that, but I'm not on board with that one. That little motherfucker, not that motherfucker, not that little motherfucker. None of those are going to work for me personally. And I don't appreciate you like sending that out through the airwaves to everybody.
I just said somebody DM'd me and said, yes, a great AKA for Dean Collins should be that little motherfucker.
What is that? LMF? TLMF? That little motherfucker?
No, we don't need to do a shortcut. We just, that little motherfucker, Dean Collins.
Maybe it was a compliment. Maybe it was like, oh man, that little motherfucker, that dude is having sex a lot. That kind of a thing, you know?
Whatever. It could be a bunch of things, but it does roll off the tongue well.
Okay, well, that's fine. There's a lot of them. There's a lot of deuces going along, but anyway, man. So, how have the shows been out there in Austin? Like, I know you had a couple of them,
show,
right?
I did one show already, and I have two more shows this weekend. Shout out to the Rappapack fans that came to the show, got to meet a couple of fans. A great crowd, great venue. The Capital City Comedy Club is revamped. It's dope. It's modern, but it's not too modern. It feels like a comedy club, but just the way the seating is and the lighting and where everybody could see the Gringo Mandingo on stage. We had a great show. I got two more shows this weekend. Austin has been good so far. F1 is here. It's big, big Formula One. People flying from all over the world for this racing shit.
Heard about that.
I don't understand racing. I don't know if it's drag racing, Formula One racing, you know, like the long cars, the short cars, bumper cars. I can't understand why people would go to a racing race, why they would fly into Austin, New York, Paris, anywhere in the world to watch cars, you know, go vroom, 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 vroom. I love the movie Talladega Nights.
Shout out Talladega Nights. Great. That's the only time I want to watch racing.
Shake and Bake. I mean, if Shake and Bake ain't racing, and my, what was my man Sacha Baron Cohen's character's name?
Wasn't it Pierre? Was it Pierre? Was it,
I fuck with Pierre hard.
Yeah.
I fuck with Pierre hard, and I fuck with Ricky Bobby, and I fuck with Shake and Bake as a team, and I just love that movie. But if it's not Talladega Nights, I don't want anything to do with it.
Right.
But the planes were packed. Flying in from JFK was packed, and people were on connecting flights. There were people that looked like they, you know, were from foreign lands. There were people that looked like they were insurrectionists from January 6th, and they were talking to each other. They didn't even know it. It's like they could read each other. Like, mm-hmm. Oh, you're going to. I saw them talking. Like, you're going to Formula One. Yeah, I'm going to day two and blah 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 and race seven and blah blah. I was like, what the fuck is this? And normally, we talk about flights on this plane because we talk about you being in the back of the plane and all that shit. So I booked my flights for this Austin show, this Austin trip, about 3 weeks ago. Every flight was totally booked. Every single flight to Austin was totally booked, and they were expensive. The only flight that I could get on, which was also expensive, was in coach. Now, I will splurge and use my miles to avoid coach. I haven't flown coach in years, and I'm not bragging. That's just something that I am privileged and have earned the ability to do. I'm 6'3". I don't want to be sitting back there. I don't want to be talking to people. I don't want to be taking pictures with people. I don't want to talk about the housewives when I'm on the plane. I don't want anything. That's just my privilege. I've earned that. I spend the money to do that. Now, I flew coach yesterday, and I want to tell you, I feel bad for people that are flying coach because it's different back there. It is different back there. Number one, they don't serve you what they serve you in first class or business. And number two, they don't treat you the same way.
They don't care. They don't give a fuck about you. They don't care about what they're serving you.
They don't give a fuck about what they're serving you, how they're serving you. And you know what else they don't give a fuck about? Eye contact.
Oh, no. They avoid it at all costs. They especially don't want to deal with you in coach. Maybe it's just you, because sometimes they are kind of nice to the passengers. But if I had to deal with you in coach, that's a whole... I'm not getting paid enough as a stewardess.
Fuck you. Okay? I'm saying that to you. Fuck you. I saw this mean... nurse ratchet stewardess on my American Airlines flight. She wasn't making eye contact with me. She wasn't making eye contact with anybody. There were kids on that flight. She was breezing by everybody. She did not want to meet eyes with anybody. And they don't give you bottles of water. They give you cups of water. It's like hospital water. I don't know what kind of water that is. It ain't Poland Springs.
No, it's not from the mountains.
It ain't artisan. It's brutal back there in coach. It's fucked up back there. But I had my noise-canceling headphones on. I knew what I was dealing with. I could have taken a connecting flight to be in first class. I said, fuck it. I'll grit my teeth and do it. Not that people say, oh, grit your teeth. I do it all the time. Gringo Mandingo, grit your teeth. I do it all the time. Disruptive wear. I'm just saying I'm not used to it. And I've worked hard to avoid being in coach. And, of course, when I'm getting up, like I said, you know, it takes so long to get off the fucking plane. You know, everybody's hooting and hollering. And it's just, you know, like you got little Australian ladies elbowing you and all this stuff. And then, can I take a picture? Listen, I'll take a picture with you when we get off the plane, homie. How about that? How about we take the picture when we get off the fuck? I want off the plane. I have to take a piss. I want to get off this fucking plane and then we could take pictures. Let me stretch. Let me get the circulation going in my hands and my feet to make sure my extremities are all working. And then we'll take the picture. I'll meet you by the men's bathroom, okay, homeboy? And it was fine. It wasn't that bad. It was a 3-hour flight. But I'm just saying, they should not treat paying customers like that.
Listen, man, nobody cares. Nobody cares how you feel about you being in coach. Oh, I have to take a picture by the men's bathroom. Oh, they didn't look at me. No one cares. Welcome to the rest of the fucking world. Me and everybody else listening to this podcast, Travels Coach. No one, this is first world problems. We don't give a fuck about your little celebrity. Oh, I had to sit and coach. You're supposed to be this big famous actor. Why don't you hire a private fucking plane to take you to Austin? You're sitting in coach like it's this big fucking deal. And I tell you it's a big deal. I've told you how shitty it is sitting next to the bathroom. And you go out of your way to not put me at the front of the plane. The front of coach. Sorry, not the front of the plane. You go out of your way to put me next to the shitter at the back of the plane. Yes. You go out of your way to do that. I don't know if your travel agent's doing it. I don't know if you're doing it. I feel like there's like something going on where you're doing that on purpose to put me next to the bathroom in the middle seat. Yes. I don't care about how you feel about taking pictures with people who like you. Nobody can relate to that. You know what I mean? It's your podcast, but.
I get what you're saying. And for the third time, I'm saying, I know that this is first world problems.
Right.
I get it. I'm sharing my truth.
I understand. And it's your podcast. And who am I to not.
No, you can chime in all you want. Oh, it's like, oh, it's your, who am I to. You're going to chime in anyway, motherfucker.
Well, I'm just kidding.
It's not like you need any excuse to open that fucking trap.
Right.
You open your trap all the time. So you're opening it now.
I understand.
Do I understand what?
No,
about
I'm
your
saying
fucking
I,
trap?
No, I'm saying I understand. I but it's just these are giving me I think I'm just triggered. I'm getting a lot of flashbacks from the last time I was in coach, I sat next to a man whose feet were he was barefoot, his nails were so long, and he was right next to me, and he was sitting next to his wife, and they were so fucking disgusting, these feet, that he was putting them up on the other person, like in the chair in front of him, and then throughout the rest of the flight, for the 5-hour flight that I was on from New York to LA, this guy was getting in a fight with his wife. They were fighting, and I couldn't really hear what the argument was about, but he kept saying, "You're not really doing this on the plane right now, right? You're not really ending this relationship. We've been together for 20 plus years." I think they got divorced on the plane. They didn't speak to each other. They were having major arguments. And I don't know if it had to do with the fact that he was barefoot, but that might have been the straw that broke the camel's back. It was disgusting. And so that's what happens in coach. There's a lot of disgusting things that happen. You're just blinded.
Do you think it had anything to do with you? Do you think you ruined
their relationship? Why would it have anything? Why would that have anything to do with me?
You are.
I'm not a homewrecker.
You get under people's skin, Dean.
I don't think it had anything to do with me. And I don't appreciate you putting that on me. Yeah, I'm pretty freaking sure about that, man. Thank you.
All right. Okay, homewrecker.
Thank you.
Homewrecker. I am Rappaport Podcast. We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. John Wall, baby, needs no introduction. Every week, the 5-time NBA All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA and what's going on now in the league. CJ will bring his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John Wall will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show to give their unfiltered accounts of what's really going on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win Album of the Year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Austin is good. Plan on getting some sushi and some barbecue while I am here.
Definitely barbecue. Get that barbecue.
A couple of people already asked, where's the young shooter? Where's Deuce Pacino? I said, part-time sometime. Part-time sometime co-host. Part-time sometime.
In life? No, not. I mean, I'm here.
Part-time
bro.
Sometime
I'm
gonna be... security. Part-time right. sometime security. But we got more shows coming up. You know, we're going to Michigan. Which is going to be great. I'm going to be in Michigan the 3rd, 4th, 5th, and 6th. The 3rd, 4th, 5th, and 6th. Moving and grooving around Michigan.
Of what
and
month?
Then November, motherfucker.
Okay, you never know. It could be December. It could be January.
And then in November, the 17th, 18th, and 19th, I'm going to be in St. Louis.
Missouri.
And then the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, I'll be in Miami. And then we're going to be doing Pleasanton, and we're going to be doing Portland. All tickets, all information for the shows the rest of the year are available at MichaelRapaportComedy.com, MichaelRapaportComedy.com. And people want to see the young shooter back on the road. They like seeing you there. They like seeing you in person. They like it's an experience for them to see you in real life. All 132 pounds of you. They like to see you in real life.
And that weight is going up. I was underweight a little bit about a month ago, but I have been eating so much lately. I've been enjoying my 600-pound life. I'm addicted to watching my 600-pound life. I've seen every fucking episode possible. And I feel really good watching that because it's like, it's such a comforting show to me. And people find that like really weird, but I like to double fist pints of Ben and Jerry's and get in my bed and have some Sour Patch next to me, I maybe have some popcorn, because I'm like, oh my God, I am such a fucking pig. Look at me. This is disgusting. I feel terrible about myself. Nobody should see me like this. I probably have an eating disorder, a binge eating disorder, but then I put that show on and everything feels okay. I'm like, everything feels all right to me. I'm like, well, it's not that bad, you know, and you do feel for these people, but they do get themselves into these situations. And I'm watching, I'm eating with them. I'm like, you need to get on this diet. And it's, you know, I should be, luckily I have good genes, you and I both, but I should be on that show. Like if I didn't have these genes, I would be on that show. I think I hide it well.
What's your core? What's your go-to one? Is it my 600 pound?
Oh man, my 600 pound life, 90 Day Fiance. I just watched this really good reality show. Because I've been watching a lot of reality shows lately, but I did watch this show called Temptation Island. I don't know if you've heard this. It's really good, man. I'm not going to lie. It's really good.
It's one of those fuck shows, right?
It's like a boyfriend and girlfriend who are with each other for years. They sign up to go on this show and they're separated. And there's a whole batch of guys that come into one house and they're tempted. Like, are they going to cheat on their significant other? And then
yes,
and then they have to show
it's a
video.
Fuck show. There's it's one of these fuck shows.
It's really good. But this one dude like was with this girl for 10 years and ended up like falling in love with another girl on the show. And she had to see video clips of him having sex, hooking up, and she's sobbing on the show like, how could you do this? How could you do this? And he's like, I fell in love with this girl. Like, I'm leaving the island with this girl. And like, it's
holy
like some
shit.
It's some wild shit. And you're like, damn. Like, it makes you not trust, like, your relationships.
Where is Temptation Island? What channel is that on?
I was a dummy and signed up for Peacock, because I have no fucking business being on that Peacock app. But I got Peacock and subscribed to it just for this. That's where I found it, but season one of the... I think it's, like, from 2018 or 2019. Totally worth watching. Really good. Temptation Island, 90 Day, and 600 Pound Life. That's my shit.
Have you been watching anything else?
I haven't...
movies?
There's Netflix dropped the new season of Unsolved Mysteries, which just came out. I love Unsolved Mysteries, but they just, I mean, that's been around forever, but they just dropped the new volume, which is really good. I watched like two episodes of that. But I did have a really cool night yesterday where in Los Angeles, there's a place called The Largo in Los Angeles where a lot of comics, musicians, they perform.
Oh, right.
It's kind of like comedy, music, like hybrid shows like that were really cool. People like Adam Sandler pops in, you know, all Jim Carrey, all sorts of people and musicians. So I ended up seeing Fred Armisen yesterday.
Oh shit!
And
on a whim, or did he pop in?
No, he didn't pop in. Tickets were like sold out, and my friend said he had got these tickets, and I ended up finding tickets online, and me and the girl that I'm seeing right now, we ended up going and meeting up with some of my friends and saw him perform. And he is so fucking funny. I never got into Portlandia. I never watched Portlandia, but obviously, you know, you see Fred Armisen on SNL and he's so funny. He's so like strange looking and like you put a wig on that guy and he's like so androgynous. You don't know. And you don't know what his deal is. But
what is his show? Like what was his live show?
It's just like all observations on things. Like he never lingers on anything. He's just like, you know, when you go to like a concert and the drummer, like you're trying to dance to the beat, but he's like, off time and you don't really know how to dance. Like, here's my impression of doing that. And then he'll like play a song on his iPod, but it's just like 2 minute observations. And it's so fucking funny. And he ended up bringing out Judd Apatow on a whim. So Judd Apatow came out and did a set of comedy and it was like a 2 hour show. And you know, it's like, there's some music, there's comedy. And then there was this also a great comic who I'll shout out, this guy named Whitmer Thomas, really, really funny dude. People should look him up. I was like blown away by
Judd Apatow's comedy like?
It was good. I mean, he's just, you know, talking about fucking being Maude Apatow's dad and, you know, and how he likes his daughter's way cooler drunk than she is sober. And he's like, I like you being drunk than I do walking around the house sober. Just doing all of his shit. I mean, he's funny. You know, I don't love his stand-up special came out on Netflix, but I mean, it was just so fucking cool to see Fred Armisen bring out Judd Apatow. And so if anyone's in LA and you're looking for those kind of things, like, I guess, yeah, like Adam Sandler performed recently and brought out Jim Carrey and Judd Apatow and all sorts of people. So if you're in LA, you should look up The Largo and
La Cienega, right?
It's on La Cienega and like Melrose.
Was it super hipster there? It always feels like a really hip place.
It's sort of a hip place. Yeah, it's like a lot of young people. But no, I mean, it's fucking cool. Have you ever been to the Largo?
I can't remember if I have.
It's really cool. It's like a little tiny theater. But Fred Armisen was so fucking funny. And his stand-up he's just so funny. He's a funny dude. But that was really cool. Have you been watching anything? Is there anything that's been sticking out to you?
Well, obviously just my Housewives. Great week in Housewives. But we have the NBA started. The fucking NBA started, which is great. And the Lakers are suffering. They're going to suffer this season unless they make a change, which is great. LeBron James threw his entire roster and the coaching staff and the management under the bus after the first game, which I always love. He didn't wait. Usually he waits till January to start talking that shit. He started talking that shit after game one, which was awesome. The Warriors got their rings. They got their championship rings. Draymond Green and Jordan Poole. Everything seems to be hunky-dory, to quote the great Kathy Hilton. Some people might be like, what do you mean the great Kathy Hilton? What do you mean hunky-dory? And others listening will be like, I really appreciate that, Michael Rapaport. But things seem to be great between Draymond Green and Jordan Poole of the Golden State Warriors. Like I said, they seem to be hunky-dory. So I was watching that. I'll tell you a little health update on me, Michael Rapaport. So there's always fucking something. And again, things could be way worse, just like things could be way worse than me having to fly coach. I get it. So last week, I told you guys about my squeamish. Oh, I said it right. Squeamish.
Oh, squeamish.
Squeamish? Is it squeamish?
I thought like squeamish is like where you're like, oh, I'm a little squeamish. I don't want to like think about someone bleeding. Like,
no,
I'm a little squeamish.
Squeamish. Squeamus.
Interesting.
Squeamish carcinoma. So anyway, I've had the stitches in for a week. They don't seem to be healing as fast as they should. So my wife, Dr. Rappaport, is what she should be called. She said, I think it's infected. I was like, I don't think you're wrong about that. Call the doctor, bop, 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 bop. I go to see the doctor the other day. He says, it's possibly infected. I go, what the fuck, man? And then I explain to him my history, and he goes, you know, and I tell him, I say, I have a compromised immune system because of everything you guys know, the pneumonia, the ulcerative colitis, the lung issues, the inflammation.
Right.
And the fucking Remicade, that fucking medicine that I took. I have a compromised immune system. He goes, I think this is possibly infected. The stitches might be infected. I go, fucking shit. Here we go again. They're going to have to chop my fucking hand off. We're not have to chop your hand off, but you do need to take some antibiotics. I go, oh, fuck. It's like Fred Flintstone vitamins for me, antibiotics. Because they think it's infected. So I started another thing of antibiotics to hopefully make sure I don't lose my fucking hand, which isn't healing as fast as a normal person because of my compromised immune system. So I'm dealing with that shit. You know, and I, full transparency, I'm a left-handed person, but I write with my right hand. I brush my teeth with my right hand. I do a lot of things with my right hand, and it's very tender. Let's just say the word tender right now. Again, all things considered, first world. You seem like you don't give a fuck, Dean. I could lose my hand here.
I'm not a doctor, man. I mean, I feel for you. Like, I feel for you. I mean, it sounds like you got some kind of carcinoma thing, and that I'm, yeah, I mean,
it
everyone's concerned
like about
it.
It sounds like I got some carcinoma thing.
No, you do. You were diagnosed with the squeamish carcinoma.
Squeamish.
Yeah, that's what I said, squeamish.
The squeamish.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, squeamish. Like,
squeamish.
Squeamish. That's what I'm saying, squeamish.
Squeamish carcinoma.
Squeamish carcinoma. I'm very empathetic towards that, absolutely.
No, you don't seem empathetic. And my doctor,
About him?
It's so many doctors. The reality is that it was cancerous. The squamous carcinoma cannot be benign. So I've been misdiagnosing, misexplaining. So essentially what they cut out was a little piece of cancer and it hasn't spread. I don't have when you use that word, there's thousands of different forms of cancer. They cut out what I have, but my doctor, Dr. Schultz, She's like an aunt. She's like an older Jewish aunt. She goes, you can't say benign squamous carcinoma. There's no such thing. Squamous carcinoma is cancerous. There's no such thing as benign.
Jesus.
She's going off on me. She gets my wife on the phone. She's going off on her. I'm like, okay, we're not doctors.
Scared enough. You don't got to fucking make us feel bad about it. Like, we're already freaked out by the word. Now you're telling us it's not benign, and now you're angry at me for saying it's not benign? I mean, what the fuck?
Exactly. I got enough going on. I'm in Austin. I'm in Coach. I got an infection in my hand. I got enough fucking going on. Doc.
Right.
We
need to put you in like a bubble boy suit. Like, we need to have you in a bubble boy suit.
That's what I'm thinking. I need to bubble boy up.
Right. Put something around you. Because I don't want to shake your hand. It's not anything personal. I just like don't want to, you know.
I got a Teletubby. You know the Teletubbies are in those little suits?
You need to have something like that for you. Well, Halloween's around the corner, so you should be good.
Podcast. We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. John Wall, baby, needs no introduction. Every week, the five-time NBA All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA and what's going on now in the league. CJ will bring his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John Wall will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show to give their unfiltered accounts of what's really going on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win album of the year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Now, I know you're a big Halloween guy. You love Halloween. It's your favorite holiday to celebrate. You always get dressed up. You're big on your costumes. Are you planning on going to a Halloween party 2022, my friend, amigo?
I got nothing on deck right now, but I really don't. I usually pick my costume like the day of. I leave everything to the last minute. I don't really give a shit this year.
Because what we were last year, you were Kurt Cobain.
I was Kurt Cobain. That was a big hit, and I put that together very last minute. That was really fun to do. The Kurt Cobain one was great. And this year, I don't really have too many ideas, but
you don't,
you know? I would say Thanksgiving might be my favorite holiday. I wouldn't say Halloween. Halloween's a close second, but Thanksgiving.
Why Thanksgiving? I never heard you mention Thanksgiving, but I hear
I love
you
Thanksgiving. I love.
Excuse me. I hear you yapping about Halloween every year. T-shirt, the fake Kurt Cobain t-shirts, the iconic fake Kurt Cobain t-shirts last year, buttersoft Kurt Cobain t-shirts. I don't see any Dean's Thanksgiving t-shirts being sent, sold.
No, I just love Thanksgiving dinner. Like sometimes I order like a Thanksgiving dinner on like a summer night in August. Just, I love that. Like just, I love that food. But no, October is an interesting time for me. I've dated a lot of people whose birthdays are at the end of October. All Scorpios. They're all really fucking toxic and crazy. And my ex-girlfriend, her birthday is coming up in a few days. And it just brings a lot of reminders of not pleasant times. And so I don't love the month of October as much as I used to. But I don't know.
Okay. One thing I love that happened earlier today is that Smudge Bannon, Stephen the Human Infection Bannon, got sentenced to 4 months in jail for not showing up to court, defying the January 6th committee. Now, 4 months is, in my opinion, 4 years too little. But I've said this before. I dislike Steve Bannon and what he represents and his face. I've suggested this man goes to Kiehl's and gets himself a large industrial-sized bottle of the blue astringent from Kiehl's to fix whatever the fuck's going on with his face.
That's not going to work. This guy looks like he's decomposing. I mean, that there's only so much that Kiehl's can do for that face.
It's a start.
It
Just
is
like
a
those
start,
four
but
months in jail are a start. It's a start. that blue astringent and a deep cleanse, maybe some sort of mask, and get his fucking some exfoliating cream and something to fix, because he looks like shit.
Like death. I mean, really, I mean, God. I mean, he looked like shit years ago. God, he is looking, it's not good. It's not good. It's not a good look. It's not, I wouldn't, I mean, he's just getting photographed in public and I would just be like a total recluse.
I would be, you know what, maybe he wants to go to prison so no one could take more pictures of him. Maybe like him going to prison for 4 months is a smart move because you know he's not going to eat well in there. Maybe he could detox himself from top to bottom because he looks like shite.
Right.
He looks like shite, and although it's only 4 months and it might get cut down to even shorter, it one day in the Huskow, in prison, in lockdown, is a start of hopefully many, many more sentencings for him, Yuckmouth Rudy Giuliani, and of course, the big dog, Dick Stain Donald Trump, who inevitably will not wind up in prison even for a day. But they got Sticky Steve the Infection Bannon, Steve the Washcloth Bannon, they got him. And it's definitely something worth doing a little dance, if not a little celebration.
He looks like what COVID, if COVID-19 had a face, it would be Steve Bannon.
Ooh.
I would
say
that.
You know, have you ever seen anybody with athlete's foot on their feet?
No, I've seen like Mr. Deeds, you know, when he's got that black foot. That's kind of like a similar thing. You know, like when he's like, he had that black foot from like Mr. Deeds, and he could like, you could take a fire poker and he's like, I don't feel anything. He could smack him with a fire poker. It's kind of like that. It's like that black mold.
He looks like he's got athlete's foot on his face. He looks like he has that black foot. I've never heard of anybody having the gout on their face, but he looks like his face has the gout itself. Steve Bannon looks like straight dog shit.
Right.
What else is going on in the world of the young shooter? You're deep in a relationship. You're like, how is that going?
It's going well. I mean, everything has been going well. I'm like, you know, I'm like, fucking almost 3 months in here. I know, but it feels like a lot longer. And we've been
3 months
hanging
is
out
nothing.
Like, it is nothing.
3 months is nothing in a relationship. No.
No, I know, and I've been in, you know, 3+ 4 year relationships in the past, but it's everything has been good, man. Everything has been going very well. So,
all right. Well, we're happy about that.
Thank you.
We're very happy about that. Now, I've talked at this point ad nauseum about kooky Kanye West. As of this I Am Rapport Stereo podcast, he's continued to, you know, break the code about Jumanati. How he found out about Jumanati, I have no idea. He also has had ties severed from Balenciaga. Adidas is running the paperwork up the flagpole to see what they're going to do with him. Do you know that Adidas has a long, you know, Adidas is a German history, a German company. Yeah, they have a past, which I'm going to jump into at some point. Not today, but I wanted to just hear what your last words on kooky Kanye West is, because I'm not going to discuss him anymore.
Yeah, I'm done. I'm done talking about him too.
Unless he says more things about the Jewish people.
Right. And I mean, it's fucking disgraceful. I mean, the guy is crazy. He needs to be taking his medication. I can't imagine what his family is thinking about him, Kim Kardashian and all those people. But I hate talking about it. I hate just like putting more and more attention on it. What he said has been fucking crazy, and he's a fucking lunatic. I love his music so much. It's such a bummer. I love his music, but I mean, I can't listen to anything this fucking guy says about anything.
What's one of your favorite Kanye West songs?
I would say one of them could be like All Falls Down. Like, what a classic. What a banger.
You sang that. You giving me up.
And yeah, I don't, what was it?
All Falls Down.
Yeah.
You giving me up. And it all falls down.
Oh, man, I promise. She's so self-conscious. She has no idea what she's doing in college. That major that she majored in don't make no money, but she won't drop out. Her parents will look at her funny. Now tell me that ain't insecure. The concept of school seems so secure. Sophomore 3 years, ain't picked a career. She's like, fuck it, I'll just stay down her and do hair. And something like that, you know. But, oh, man, that's a great tune, but it's like, I don't want to sing that.
Something like that, you know. That's what the fuck I'm talking about.
You know what I'm saying?
That's why people go, where's the young shooter? Because you bring that kind of fucking energy.
She's so precious with the peer pressure. Couldn't afford a car, so she named a daughter Alexis. You remember all that. I mean,
yes.
Then she cut it all off. Now she looked like Eve, and she'd be dealing with some issues that you can't believe. Eve. Single black female addicted to retail. You know, oh, man, it's so good, man. But, like, I can't give him that right now.
It's
it was
tough.
Like, I love genius. Let's just fucking move on from the crazy bastard.
Anyway, all right, Dean. Well,
really fun, man. Really fun talking to you today, man.
Thank you.
Really
thank
a great,
you.
Great way to start my morning getting
thank
into
you.
It with you.
Well, we
thank
appreciate
you for having me.
What?
Can I? No, I'm saying thank you for having me
okay.
on the podcast.
What? Do you want to say anything else?
No, I think that's it.
You sure?
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Just wanted to say thanks. I appreciate
right.
you. And
we appreciate you. We appreciate you being on the I Am Rapport Stereo podcast, part-time, sometime, co-host with the most. Come see me live. All tickets, all information is available at michaelrapaportcomedy.com. I'm in Michigan. I'm in St. Louis. I'm in Miami, and I'm out. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. the Bleach Brothers, a.k.a. the Dust Brothers. Take us out of here with something real nice. Take us out of here with something real proper, but most importantly, take us out of here with something
real funky.
I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast. I'm out. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win album of the year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.